And it is time now for Backyard and Beyond with LaVon Eblen. Today's show is being brought to you by Camblin Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic, serving Southwest Iowa's heating and air conditioning needs for over 90 years. This morning's program, LaVon will be discussing taking care of yourself during the holiday season. You can hear all about that here on Backyard and Beyond here in just a moment after a message from Camblin Plumbing and Heating.
If customer service, integrity, quality workmanship, and value mean a lot to you, then you need to stop into Camblin Plumbing and Heating in Atlantic and Harlan for all of your home comfort needs. They've been proudly serving Southwest Iowa for over 91 years. Giving the best service and products at fair prices are two principles that are ingrained into the team at Camblin Plumbing and Heating. That's Camblin Plumbing and Heating, providing quality service since 1918. Located at 307 Chestnut Street in Atlantic. Call 243-1512 or in Harlan, 755-3286.
And now here's your host, LaVon Eblen.
Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. Well, we're going to talk about taking care of yourself. Most of it will have to do with the kinds of food you make and eat, and a little bit about activity and so on. And most of it you've probably heard before, but maybe there's a new idea or just something you say, oh, yeah, I sort of forgot about that. That's something I could do. First one, and I know just lately you've been hearing quite a bit about this, is just don't get a cold. Or, of course, if you get one, oh, there's a couple things you can do to make yourself feel better. But the best thing to do is not to get one. And here's one that's probably impossible to do. It's some research shows, and most of this is research-based information, by the way. You need to stay 3 feet away from anyone who's coughing or sneezing. Probably a little difficult to do, and if you're having lots of company for the holidays, or you know, you go to a lot of programs, activities during the holidays, and you're perhaps in crowds. But if you can, that's a good one to do. And something that's a little easier to do has to do with something you eat, and that is it's research shows that the probiotics, in other words, the good healthy bacteria, if you can keep that number up in your body, it could help you keep your immune system in good shape. And one way you can do that, of course, is to take supplements, but maybe a more positive way to do that is to eat some yogurt. And there's lots of different forms of yogurt with lots of flavors. Excuse me, just sure to double check the calories on the label. If you are a regular exerciser, getting out there, getting that exercise, that's going to help you to not get a cold. But if you get one, here's something that I hadn't heard before. Try humming. Well, what does humming do? The vibrations from the humming open the sinuses and helps the phlegm to drain. Haven't done that for a while. And another thing to do is, if it's possible, take a walk outside. People feel better when they're with less nasal congestion, when they're breathing the cold, dry air, than when they're breathing that inside humid air. Although you don't want your nose to dry out, it's when it's already stuffed up, that may be a help to you. What about stress? Are you stressed out? If not, good for you. And do you know if you're stressed out? Are you feeling the stress? Now, sometimes we get so used to the feeling of stress, we don't even realize how stressed we are. So you kind of need to take a little look down at your body and feel your muscles and say, okay, how stressed out am I? But if you are, how do you kind of relieve that stress? The first thing I always find at this time of the year, you know, if you've made a list of all the things you want to do, either on paper or in your head, now is a good time to start crossing off the things that aren't really necessary and leave yourself some time for enjoyment there. But some research shows that chew a piece of gum. Researchers aren't surely why, but in one study, chewing gum caused stress levels to dip by 16%. And if you're concerned about cavities, you know there are some choices of gum you can get that do not have the regular kind of sugar in them. And here's another one. If you're depressed or, again, under stress, try to watch a funny movie. But if you can't take time to do that, at least think about something funny. That attitude can get you on to the next level. And try acupressure. Here's one that some runners use, and you have to think a little bit about this one. You put pressure on the spot that's located between the shin bone and the muscle, about 4 fingers below your kneecap and 1 inch to the outside of your shin bone. So look at your leg, think about your leg, 4 inches below your kneecap to the between the muscle and the shin bone, and press down on there for about a minute. See what that does for you. It might be a little stress reducer. Well, here's another one that's not only eats up some calories, but also can make you feel less stressed, and that is all those little things that perhaps you do. Instead of sitting still watching TV or sitting still while you're doing some other task, like even talking on the phone, get up and walk, tap your toes, stretch your legs, do some movement. Every little movement makes your body, you know, work a little bit. It could be a few calories, but also it can boost your cardiorespiratory fitness. Yeah, even those little things that sometimes drive other people nuts can help you yourself. Well, what about keeping the weight in balance, probably? During the holidays, if you really love all the food during the holidays, it's probably not a good time to try to reduce the amount of weight you have, but it would be a good goal just to keep it even and not to make it go up. Well, one of the things you can do, and you know, I know you've heard this before, and that on your regular meals, if you have such things, is to use a smaller plate. The lunch-size plate rather than dinner-size plate makes it look like you're getting more food. And, you know, I always say you eat with your eyes and your mind before you eat with your taste buds and your tongue. So how we look at things does make a difference. And again, research shows that through a group that getting that smaller size plate out there does help us. Plus, it may take us a little longer to eat, and that's really good because often our bodies don't let us know that we're full when we're eating really quickly. So our bodies can help us know when we're eating too much, but we have to let it take time. About 20 minutes, I believe, is the amount of time it takes to get from your mouth to where it's going to make you feel like you've really eaten something. So smaller plates. It seems like many restaurants and those kinds of places are going to larger, not smaller. Well, here's one that if you're the cook or if you are making choices, let's talk about pie. Is pie one of your favorite desserts? There's a great difference in the number of calories in different kinds of pie, and that great difference is usually related to the amount of fat as well as the amount of sugar. Just for all thinking about calories, the carbohydrates and proteins you eat, no matter what the source, have 4 calories for each gram, but alcohol has 7 calories for each gram, and fat, 9 calories per gram, more than twice as much as the sugars and the carbohydrates and the proteins. So if you can lower the amount of fat, it's going to decrease calories. Pecan pie, one of my very favorites. Well, the first thing to do on any kind of pie is to take a little smaller piece. If you've already eaten a full meal, a small piece is probably going to satisfy. And my theory, if you eat pecan pie once a year, hey, eat it and enjoy it. But if you're making it, one of the things you can do is to replace some of the pecans with oatmeal and replace the 3 regular eggs with 1 egg and 4 whites. That will decrease the fat by quite a bit, and that would be true in other pies also. What about your pumpkin pie? Well, actually, comparing pecan, apple, cherry, lemon meringue, and pumpkin is actually the lowest calorie of the group, so choose that one if you really love it over the others. But when you're making it, using the non-fat condensed milk instead of the full-fat version will lower the calories by quite a few, will help out the eaters as well as help out yourself. And don't tell them, they'll never know the difference that you substituted that non-fat. I'm talking about fat. Why is it that we crave fatty foods? You know, a lot of us feel better if, you know, at the end of a bad day we want something really fat, ice cream, chocolate, and it turns out that it may be more biological than emotional, because sometimes we think, well, you know, because we're feeling bad, it's the emotions kind of coming out. But in a study, people given saturated fat through a stomach tube, so they didn't have any taste or texture, wouldn't you love to be a part of that research, felt more upbeat than those getting a saline solution. So our bodies really are reacting to that higher fat, and also there's that satiety value that is in fat that makes us feel not only emotionally better, but also makes us feel like we've really had something to eat. So it is something that's natural that we like those higher fatty foods, but we can make our choices and choose those lower fatty foods. This one doesn't have anything to do with fat, but this has to do with, you know, in salads, let's start the meal with a salad. That's a great way to start off a meal, get a little bit of feeling of fullness before you get into the full meal. One of the things that we've been adding more of are the dried cranberries. I'm just getting to love those, but wouldn't you know that the berries, of course, are loaded with fiber, but there's 92 calories for every 1/4 cup. That's not a lot of calories, and you're probably not going to have 1/4 cup on top of a salad. But the point here is that all dried fruits that seem pretty healthy to us are much higher in calories because all the water's been taken out than the regular fresh one. Another example, a handful of banana chips, maybe not something you eat all the time, but just as an example, 218 calories. If you ate 2 medium-sized bananas, 2 of them, you'd only have 210 calories. So that's an example of how it would be better to eat the fresh fruit than the dried fruit if you're going for a quick snack, but you want to get a fuller feeling. Make those choices. Well, lots of choices you can make, and many of them are related to the habits that we have. So whatever they are, till next time, because you're the one who's going to do it, take care of yourself.